All right, this is Darren Gibson, the co-host of Southpaws on WPRR AM 1680, FM 95.3 out of Kentwood. And joining me on the phone for a special interview is the chairman of the Michigan Democratic Party, Mark Brewer. Mr. Brewer, welcome to Southpaws.
Glad to be with you, Darren.
All right, Mark, we're going to talk about what happened with Roy Schmidt on Tuesday, the 15th of May. Let's kind of go back a little bit on the timeline on this. About 3:50 p.m., a courier at the Kent County Clerk's Office delivered paperwork to change Roy Schmidt's party affiliation from the Democratic Party to the Republican Party. Now, that happened at 3:50. What time did you first find out that this had happened, and how did you find out that this happened?
It was well over an hour later that I first heard about it. My office started getting press calls about, did we know that Roy Schmidt had switched parties at the last minute, and did we have any comment?
So the first notice you got was from the press.
Oh, yes, from the press. We never heard a word from Roy. This was done very secretly at the last minute, clearly done in a way that would prevent a Democratic candidate from filing. Matter of fact, we believe Roy put in a fake Democrat who filed his affidavit shortly before Roy did in order to prevent the party from putting a candidate on the ballot through the write-in process.
Yeah, and that's the second part of the story where it starts getting a little strange. About less than 10 minutes earlier, the same courier drops off paperwork for a 22-year-old kid by the name of Matt Mojack, who has no affiliation with the Democratic Party whatsoever that anybody's aware of. He's a store manager for a nutrition center or something like that. Turns out that the kid is friends with Roy Schmidt's nephew. This sounds real fishy, doesn't it?
Oh, very, very suspicious for a wide variety of reasons. This fellow has never been an active Democrat. He's hardly ever voted, according to his voting records. And the affidavit he filed contained at least three lies that we're aware of, which means he may have committed and probably did commit perjury. First of all, claimed that he was a Democrat, which he is not.
Uh-huh.
Second of all, they claimed that he's been living in Kent County for 22 years, which he has not, because he's been a resident in Ottawa County, and also claimed that he's registered to vote in the 76th District, which we believe, and according to Secretary of State's records, he was not. So we have today actually filed letters requesting investigation by the Secretary of State and the Attorney General into this fake Democrat being put on the ballot, we believe, in cahoots with Roy Schmidt and the Republican Party.
Wow, that is just amazing. Now, apparently, right before the 12 o'clock news locally here in Grand Rapids, they received notice that this Matt Mojack has dropped out of the race. What are your thoughts on that? Do you think they're trying to do damage control now, or do you think this is part of the process that the Republicans came up with to try and throw a monkey in the mix here?
Well, I don't know what their motivation is, but that's really an admission of guilt. I mean, if this guy was a legitimate candidate running as a Democrat, why would he pull out? In fact, he appears to have pulled out in reaction to all the attention he's received in the last 24 hours, questions he refuses to answer. So we believe this is just an admission of guilt. It still leaves very serious legal questions. He still filed a false affidavit on Tuesday. It was still filed by somebody who also apparently filed Roy Schmidt's information. So a lot of questions here. Who recruited this young man to file? Who was that messenger that brought both filings in? Who's the notary on this young man's affidavit? Who does he work for? What's his connection to all of this? We've seen, non-denial denials by the Speaker of the House, Jace Bolger, and other Republicans in Lansing trying to distance themselves from all of this. They need to be questioned under oath to find out what role they played in putting this fake Democrat on the ballot.
Exactly. Now, you said a complaint has been filed with the Secretary of State's office and with the Attorney General's office. Honestly,
yes.
Considering that both the Secretary of State and the Attorney General are both Republicans, In your honest opinion, how far do you think this process is going to go?
Well, we expect them to do their jobs. They are the Attorney General, Secretary of State for the entire state. They were both very vocal a couple of years ago about alleged fake Tea Party candidates in Oakland County. And if they think there should be, it should have been an investigation and prosecution there, as there was, then the same standard, the same rules should apply here to this fake Democrat and all of the people who are involved in putting him on the ballot. I understand that the local Democratic Party has also filed complaints with the local clerk as well as the local prosecutor, asking them for an investigation. So we expect those folks to keep their oath of office and impartially and fully investigate and prosecute in this case.
Yeah, I have not heard a statement. Apparently, the Kent County Democratic Party was going to release a statement yesterday. I have not had a chance to talk to the secretary of the party, Al Abassi, who is a friend of ours. So I'm not sure what type of statement was released, but I can guarantee that they are just as mad as I am and as mad as the state is.
Yeah, and this is not just about Democrats being angry. I mean, what Roy Schmidt did here was deprive the voters, Democrat, Republican, Independent, whoever, of that district, of a fair election come the fall. He has manipulated the rules, gamed the system, solely to protect him so he can be reelected and continue to enjoy the salary and the perks of office. This is all about Roy Schmidt and all voters, not just in his district, but around the state, should be outraged that an elected official would manipulate the rules like this, and anybody who knew about this or helped him do this should be equally held culpable and liable for what's been done here.
And this is something that I feel that every American should be outraged at on a national level, not just in the state of Michigan.
That's right. I mean, again, we expect our elected officials to act much more honorably than this, and there's just so many ways in which it's so dishonest. You know, Roy Schmidt's been raising money up to and including the last several days from Democrats. His affidavit, the one that was filed on his behalf, was actually dated several days ago, so he knew he was going to do this. He was still taking money from people who were supporting him as a Democrat. He betrayed his colleagues in Lansing, made no disclosure to them. I understand he even waited until the very last minute to even tell his staff in Lansing that he was going to do this. So this was as underhanded, as sneaky as it could be. It's all about Roy Schmidt, watching out for Roy Schmidt.
The word that comes to mind for me is treacherous.
Treacherous, underhanded, craven, cowardly. Lots of words come to mind. It's ironic as we speak here today. Darren, today, I don't know if you know or not, is the anniversary of the opening of the Watergate hearings back in the 70s. And here we have again, there's frankly a stonewall going on here. They're trying to cover up what's going on here. I think that's one of the reasons why this young man withdrew today in an attempt to try to make the controversy go away, but it should not go away. We need to get to the bottom of what happened here and who was involved.
Exactly. This needs to be investigated right up until the very end. What kind of penalties could Matt Mojack be facing?
Perjury in this state is a felony that can subject you to fine and time in prison. So those are the kind of penalties that he could be facing. And if he was assisted in committing a felony by any of these other folks, they could face similar penalties as well.
Wow. That's some pretty scary that's some scary penalties to try and get an upper hand the way that this has happened. I mean, is the risk worth the reward?
Well, again, as it should be. I mean, this is a very serious matter of, you know, defrauding, misleading the voters, filing false statements under oath. You have to sign that candidate affidavit under oath. It has to be notarized. These are very, very serious offenses. And again, that's why they deserve investigation, regardless of whether the officials involved are Democratic or Republican.
Exactly. And I really hope that both the Secretary of State's office and the Attorney General's office does their job and investigates this to the fullest extent of the law. Now, is there any type of federal penalties that can occur?
None that I'm aware of, but we'll be taking a look at that. There's also the possibility that Roy Schmidt himself could be sued for fraud by the people who donated money to his campaign, because clearly it was given under false and misleading circumstances, that he was running as a Democrat when he solicited and received all that money. So you may well see one or more donors suing Roy Schmidt for fraud.
Yeah. Now, Roy has apparently come out and said that any donor that would like to have their money back that felt that they donated to a Democrat now that he switched, he claims that he is willing to give the money back. Quite frankly, my opinion, I'll believe it when I see it.
Right. And again, that doesn't excuse what he did, because this couldn't have been done at the last minute. This is something that was obviously weeks, if not months, in the planning. There have been press reports that he spoke with Republican House Speaker Jace Bolger several times about this. So, again, this has been in the work for some time, and he's been misleading his donors, misleading Democrats in that area and the voters in his district for weeks, if not months.
Wow. Now, I know when Roy issued his statement, he took a few liberties with you, which is, I found very shocking. Roy's usually pretty well mild-mannered. I've known Roy for a few years. I've kind of been on the opposite side of some issues with him at the city level. This really is just, to me, it's a tactic straight out of the Republican handbook.
I think it was. And as I said in my own statement, Roy and I have never had a crossword. We've worked together very well for many years, going back to when he was a city commissioner. I was very disappointed to see that rhetoric. He has since given at least one interview that I've seen in which he indicates he has no problem with me, and so seems to be walking back or walking away from that attack on me personally in the statement he issued the other day. But regardless of that, what he did was wrong here in so many different ways and deserves a full and fair investigation.
Indeed. What's the next step for the Democratic Party as far as the 76th State House District goes?
Well, we're going to be talking to local Democrats to see if they want to pursue the write-in option. That's the only option available to us now since, because of Roy's manipulation, the deadline has passed for a Democrat to file. It might be possible to put a Democrat on the ballot through a write-in in the August primary. So we'll be working and talking very closely to the local party to see if that's an option that they want to pursue.
I would love to see that option pursued. Any names in mind that the local party might be talking to?
None that I'm aware of, and I want to be very careful here, not to prejudice the system or to mention a name to the neglect of somebody else. This is a matter in which we work very closely with the local Democrats to try to come up with the best possible candidate. We have had successful write-ins before. These kinds of circumstances, unfortunately, happen once in a while, and we at the state party have successfully written in candidates on the ballot, and we're prepared to work with the local party to do so again if that is their preference.
That sounds good. Any other comments that you'd like to leave before we finish up our interview?
No, again, I just think this needs to be thoroughly investigated. This is not a partisan matter. It should be a bipartisan concern to all voters, to all residents of Michigan, and indeed, as you said, Darren, to the entire country. And I think there'll be other issues that are going to have to be explored here as well, whether any state facilities or state property were used as part of this whole series of shenanigans, this plot to manipulate the ballot on behalf of Roy Schmidt. So there are a lot of other legal questions that I think have yet to be raised or answered.
And only time will tell. Mark Brewer, Chairman of the Michigan Democratic Party, thank you for joining me here. We appreciate you calling in.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, thank you.